Well, it's time once again, Joe, for another edition of Anything But Football with Al. Please set our table.
Well, today we started with Al giving me some stuff here about how he's the star of the show and he's been carrying me. So I took a little exception to that.
I know the feeling.
And off we went to many places, croquet fields, if that's what they're called, to socks being stuffed down pants as jocks during street hockey games, to finally David DeCastro's wedding and how Al had maybe a bit too much wine that night.
You feel like you've been carrying this segment?
I feel like I've been carrying more of a load of the weight, yes.
All right, I got one for you.
Go ahead.
Street hockey. You probably didn't play growing up. You were in Spain, right?
No, I didn't actually play street hockey. I played hockey in New York, upstate New York. We used to live in Lake Ontario, 60 miles away from Canada, and it was very common for kids to play in a little shoal that was next to our house.
Wow.
So I did, yeah, I played hockey. I mean, I was not very good at it. But
I had you pegged as rugby, soccer, European.
No. I love rollerblade, yeah, when I was a kid. Living around, yeah, I used to try to do backflips and stuff. I actually broke my arm, fun fact for you. When I was trying to get into the NFL playing tackle, I was obsessed with arm length because, you know, Mike Mayock and all these people, they cannot get over arm length for an offensive tackle. And it's true, it does have something to do with it. But it's got, you know, at the end of the day, it's how you use your arms. They say that about many other things in life, but it's how you use your arms that gives you the advantage when you're playing football, right?
Yes.
My arms are not very long. People always say that I got long arms. I don't have long arms. And actually, my right arm is way shorter because I broke it as a child jumping 14 steps, filming a video like Rocket Power with my friends in Rhode Island.
Wow. Well, that's the point here that I'm trying to get to is that I played goal, right, in street hockey, and I stuffed a sock, a winter sock, down my crotch as like a, you know, a cup, right? They thought that was crazy. I think that's very reasonable.
I think at a young age, yeah, it is very reasonable. I think now you can be more, you know, it's almost like your investments. Like now you can be a little more careless, you know, about what happens. But as a young kid, absolutely, you have to protect it.
Did you? In anything you did? Like the stunt you just did? Like they thought it was normal for a kid, a 10-year-old kid, to go out and buy a jock strap to play street hockey.
That's weird.
Right.
Yeah, no. I never had the luxury or the diversity at a sports shop to be able to buy a jock strap to protect that area. I never actually used it playing football either. I always thought it would be a good idea. I don't know. It's one of those things that you know, until you need it, you know, it's one of those things like, man, I should have played my entire football career with a jock strap protecting my.
Now, none of you guys wear one. Is that right?
No.
How is that? Don't you get kicked? Don't you get stepped on? Don't you get? Yeah, maybe he might.
Yeah, they might make like custom jockstraps that make it look like they have something bigger, like shape ones or whatnot, not just a generic shape, you know, like a mannequin shape. Maybe they have like actual. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe somebody in the NFL is doing it. I don't know. Who knows? I don't wear one, but I think it, you know, it could be a potentially good idea for some players.
Best sport you played other than football? You were a rugby guy, right?
Yeah, I think rugby's fun. It really is. It's very physical. It's more about the third quarter, you know, drinking beers. It's a mindset. It's not like football. I never took it that seriously, I don't think. I swim, super boring, very, very good for my body, whatnot. I would say the funnest sport that I've – the weirdest sport that I've played is called court tennis.
What?
Court tennis. I mean – crazy if anybody in Pittsburgh knows what court tennis is. It's the oldest type of tennis. When I was living in Rhode Island as a kid, they had this weird setup to play with points and distances and whatnot. I mean, I cannot even tell you right now. It's actually a really fun fact if you just go out there and Google what court tennis is. And
like a mini court?
No. I'm telling you, you got to go home and YouTube court tennis. So what does it look like? It's the weirdest sport ever. Our sponsors in Rhode Island got us into this sport, and it was fascinating. It was not fun. So to answer your question, the least fun sport that I've ever played in my life is court tennis.
How about a little croquet, a little wiffle ball, anything?
Somebody got me. I think.
Shuffleboard.
Okay, so you want to hear something fun? Okay, here we go. David DeCastro's wedding. Napa Valley. I mean, we're talking about big time. I mean, this was the wedding of the year.
Hey, Pat, check his bag.
I think Kim Hayward was sitting at my table. Landry was at my table as well. I think it was like a whole bunch of football. Mike Adams was at my table. I drank everyone's wine at the table. I was not in a good place at Dave's wedding, but they had a croquet.
Hey, Pat,
like an official croquet you know, court or whatever, the field or whatever they're called.
Pitch. I don't know what it is, actually.
I don't know either. Yeah, but it was amazing. It was really fun. And it was really interesting to see people play and actually care about croquet, because I feel like when you play croquet, you always, I mean, maybe when you're a kid or so, or maybe when they have a, I never played in my entire life, but when I saw people playing and actually caring about the techniques and whatnot, it was very fun to make fun of those people, I'll tell you what.
Well, now I'm way more interested in DeCastro's wedding than a game of croquet. Now, do you wind up on the dance floor, or what happens?
Oh, my God, against Andrew Luck? Yes.
Against Andrew Luck?
Yes. Defeated everybody. Actually, I don't know.
What? Like a dance off? Like this was
anything. No, I'm a horrible dancer. You know what? When I dance, I look like Kenny Powers in the first season, you know, when it comes to the middle school dance. I think that was me. I think that was what I was trying to look like. I don't think it worked out very well, but I did get a chance to meet Andrew Luck. Unbelievable guy. All of his friends from Stanford. Great people. Very fun. The wedding was awesome, and it was even better to see DeCastro interact with the guests at the wedding, because he does not like people at all, and to have to all the cliche you talk about cliches, the cliche conversations that you have at a wedding, like, oh, you've been thanking for coming, you know, and I really care what everything's going on in your life, you know. So to watch Dave do that, you know, for full 24 hours is unbelievable, amazing.
Now, how does that night end for you?
My wife getting mad at me, obviously. Have to get in a. We actually had to. They put me in a. So I think Cam Hayward had to escort. Drew, the punter. He was a punter here for a long time. He went to Arizona. He had to escort him back to his room. So then it was me left with my wife hiding from her at the wedding, because I was not representing myself very well.
We've all been there.
Oh my God, yeah, Napa Valley too. I mean, I don't know. When I get out of my element, I think I'm in Panama City, you know. But Napa Valley is not Panama City. It's the Sonoma Valley, whatever we were. But it was really fun, and I think the next day, I think my wife was not overly too mad at me, because we were able to go out to lunch and whatnot. So it was a great time. The Castro's wedding was very, very, very regal. That's how I would describe it.
Thank you. Wow.
Thank you so much.
Does a guy that big have to, you know, do you know what the bunghole in a barrel of wine is? It's the thing they hit at the top of the barrel of wine.
My God, no.
And then you can take it out. It's called a bung. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
I imagine him having to pick up a barrel of wine and chug it to get drunk.
Well, he was drinking everybody else's wine. How do you do that? You just grab their glass, or what happens?
Apparently, if they're not wine people, they still have a glass there and just tip it back.
The drunken croquet games at DeCastro's wedding must have been unbelievable. Was it tackle croquet?
The fact that he made an Eastbound and Down Kenny Powers reference blows my mind, and I credit you for not trying to dig any deeper into that one, because I know you've never seen that show.
No. But
he seems disarmingly like everybody else. He just happens to be 6'10", practically, and he plays football.
Yeah, 6'10", war hero football player, other than that. But you're right, he is. He's like all of us, especially the part about hiding from his wife at the wedding.
Yeah.
We've all been there.
Oh,
you see her around the corner, you're like,
you
slink away, right?
Yeah.
It's the last person on earth you want to see in that state.
And if it's the friends that you are friends with and she doesn't know as many people,
right?
Oh, man, that's when the chances go it goes belly up, man.
Now, who was the punter? Drew Butler? Was
I
that
think
his
that's
name?
Who he was talking
so
about,
So Cam
yeah.
Hayward takes – what did he carry him to the hotel room?
Did he put him arm in arm, escorted him gently up to the room
little
like a butler?
Little coffin corner drop-off?
Oh, man.